You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Being asked to speak about stewardship and tithing is a bit terrifying. With great respect for that lovely introduction, I'll relay that my pervasive philosophy in life, including marriage and being a parent, is to keep expectations low. So I believe that you may struggle to find anything original or penetrating in the ideas that I want to share with you. But after a bit of prayer, I recalled a sermon that I heard when I was growing up. And if you'll indulge me, I'd like to tell you a very short version of that today. The sermon told the story of the A student and the C student. Both very good kids. Their principal had to choose who was going to lead their school's fundraising drive. And that he had to choose between the two students. For the kids, it was a very prestigious honor. The A student was very popular, well-kept, driven, ambitious. The C student was very bright, but also a little scattered. Quiet, disheveled. The principal chose the C student, and she chose, in turn, to sell donuts to help raise money. At the ball game later, she set up a table. She had a sign up front. The sign said, "A dozen donuts, $10. Three dozen, $33. The A student, seeing this, very quickly walked over to her table and said, "You're doing this all wrong. Here, I'll buy three boxes of $10 donuts. Here's $30. I just saved $3. The principal, seeing all of this transpire, walks over to the C student and tells her, "Keep up the good work." Now, from this story, the sermon focused on two primary takeaways. The first was, there's a difference between philanthropy and tithing. Both are wonderful endeavors, and there are many wonderful causes which deserve our godly efforts. But nevertheless, they are distinct. The sermon emphasized that with tithing, we are returning a portion of God to God of what is and always has been His. And it is best to do so joyfully, prayerfully, quietly, and lovingly. Because as the A student demonstrated, it is possible to give without loving. But with tithing, it is impossible to love without giving. The second focus is that our time and our talents, as demonstrated by the C student, are at least as valuable, if not more so, than any amount given. Glory be to God.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.